All right, here we go. We're recording. Volume up. Hey, co-op listeners. This is Lynn Coles here with In Touch Interviews. We are celebrating and sharing information about amazing organizations around the Central Texas area that are doing really good work to help make sure that community members are well-resourced and stable and healthy during the COVID-19 pandemic, and we're going to continue doing these interviews afterwards as well. They've been really great resources for folks in the community, and they've just led to really awesome conversations, too, with people who are invested in their neighbors, in their friends, in their families, in their community groups, and are just doing really unique and amazing things to help make sure that folks are part of a loving community. And I'm really, really excited today as part of our programming for March 2021's International Women's Month to be speaking with Park Ballantyne, who is the Director of Events and Brand Strategy with Austin Woman Magazine. Park, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little bit of background about the magazine and your background, and just, you know, what the relationship is between Austin Woman Magazine and the amazing community of women who live in the Central Texas area.
Thanks. I am super thrilled to be here.
Yeah. So let's start with you. How long have you been at Austin Woman Magazine and Director of Events and Brand Strategy? That's a big title. You've got lots going on.
Yeah. So I joined Austin Woman in the beginning of 2021. Actually, I grew up in Austin, but I left in 2002 and came back last year. My wife and I moved back from New York, and, you know, as everybody knows, all the COVID was going on, and we decided to stick around and really wanted to get more involved in community, found out about Austin Woman, and just really fell in love with everything that they were doing. We happened to have this role available, and I jumped on it. So it really is a catch-all type of a thing. We are a small but mighty team, so I run all the events that they have going on, as well as all the digital communications, and just a lot of, you know, many hats that go on under the guise.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that when you got into town, you saw all the stuff that Austin Woman was doing and fell in love with it. What was some of that stuff that really, like, piqued your interest?
Well, I mean, definitely in 2020, there was a lot of issues that came up in the community. There were a lot of things that were very public. And, you know, I knew that I wanted to get involved in an organization that was very committed to all women. Mm-hmm. As a non-binary myself, I knew that I wanted to feel a part of things. I wanted to, you know, really be committed to an organization that also was committed to my identity, as well as, you know, all women of color and all queer people. And, you know, mm-hmm. what did that look like? And so when I was poking around and did some research about the organization, as I went back to different issues, as I was looking on their social, you know, there was just really a lot of diverse representation that was going on. There was a lot of different conversations that were taking place, from highlighting mm-hmm. the Austin powwow to highlighting, you know, different initiatives that were taking place, like just lots of different community pieces that I thought were really interesting across arts, across industry. And so it didn't seem like it was just one thing.
Yeah.
And that really felt like it spoke to me.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, if anyone is interested in checking out some of these kind of, like, different emphases and topics and the kind of, like, guiding paradigms of Austin Woman, the website is atxwoman.com. And at the top there's a bunch of different tabs for things like survival guides, digital media, empowerment, culture, wellness, and so forth. What would you say is the general mission of Austin Woman Magazine? And then how do you decide on those kind of, like, guiding topics or tracks that are the focus of so much of the content that comes out of the organization?
Yeah, so the way we kind of think about how we cover content is really about how do we meet the needs of the full woman. And that's really tied to the mission of the organization, because essentially the mission is to uplift all women in achieving their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty broad mission.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really breaks down to, okay, what are the different ways in which we can put the woman at the center? And then what are the different ways in that are topics that we can really dig deep into? So is that health and wellness? Like, how is that, you know, tied to all the different pieces of a woman. How is business? How are relationships? How are fashion and travel, or all these different pieces? Like, how does that really start to dig into how all these pieces create a whole for a woman? Mm-hmm. And many different types of women. So we don't just, again, like, hit that one thing note, but it's really about celebrating a multiplicity that lives inside this city.
Yeah. And let's see. Yeah. I mean, I know that, 2020 was a weird year, and I think, a lot of your events went, virtual that year. Are y'all still doing virtual things right now? How have you found those, events to engage community members, and especially, like, you know, diverse community members who might sometimes not have access to internet and whatnot? How's the last year been for Austin Woman?
Yeah, so we definitely did, you know, a major pivot last year, actually around this time, as mm-hmm. we all know.
Yeah.
Everything pretty much required a full rethinking of how we were doing our offerings. And so, you know, we do quarterly launch parties, we do happy hours, you know, we really try to bring women together to, you know, highlight what's going on, but also really strengthen the relationships within the community. And so we did move all of that virtual. We had a really successful event, our Women's Way last year. We moved that completely virtual, had it on a really fabulous platform called AW Connect. Mm-hmm. We had our sponsor rooms. We had, you know, keynotes. We had breakout sessions. So it was actually pretty, very robust in that way and what was available. You know, we also did a wellness retreat for women too on virtual. And so,
oh, wow.
You know, we really reduced our ticket prices a lot. We tried to make things very accessible for people as much as possible.
Yeah.
And really just, you know, show up and say, hey, you know, we're all trying to make this work. We're all trying to survive this together. And, you know, let's just make sure that, you know, we can be there and give our resources as much as possible and, you know, continue to support the people and community. We, you know, made the decision to actually keep our publication on a monthly, mm-hmm. As opposed to reducing that so that we could continue to highlight the women who were really leading us through all this chaos, right?
Right, right. Well, if the issues are coming out monthly, then what is a quarterly launch party for?
So that covers just all the issues that have come out in the quarter.
Gotcha.
That way we can bring everybody together. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I know that y'all have got some in-person stuff planned coming up here, or at least one event. The is it an annual party, the Austin Way?
It is, yeah. So our Women's Way Business Awards are actually, they've been around since 2016. Our mm-hmm. founder, Melinda Garvey, she started it because there were a lot of awards show that were going on in Austin, but none of them really focused on women and celebrated the specific successes that women were having. And so in that space, she said, well, let's do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And so threw it together. And, you know, over the last years, it's really grown to be a great opportunity to really combat that, you know, stereotype that women are mean girls, that, you know, the queen bee, it's all this stuff, and actually, mm-hmm. you know, nominate each other, celebrate each other, uplift each other.
Yes.
You know, to really say, like, hey, these women are people that I really admire. And it's not, you know, it's one thing to see somebody on a national publication or a multinational platform, but it's also really exciting to see people who are in your local community celebrated. And, like, those are the role models, and that you can see them and relate to them, you know, in your own space. And so that's been definitely a backbone of the work that we do. And so we have that event coming up in May on the 19th, with tickets going on sale April 1st.
Awesome. And let's see here. I should have pulled up my calendar already. Today is Tuesday, March 30th. This episode mm-hmm. will air on Wednesday, April 7th. So for folks who are listening, tickets are currently available for the May 19th Woman's Way Women in Business event hosted by Austin Woman Magazine, celebrating all the diverse business owners and community members who are entrepreneurs making their lives work right now, and helping other people make their lives work too. In general, Park, did y'all do any International Women's Month or International Women's Day publications, or was there any kind of, like, awareness of the month in y'all's organization? I'm sure, besides, I'm sure, yeah. Like, just a lot of virtual high-fiving.
Yeah, we did have a lot of high-fiving, and I think, you know, in the past we would have hosted an event, and this year what we decided to do was really, really kind of amplify the work that other people were doing. So mm-hmm. what we did was build out a virtual guide, essentially saying, hey, here's all the events that are going on around town. We had a Spotify playlist, those out there.
Yeah.
We had, you know, different ways that women could really support each other and different events that were taking place. And so it was a social campaign, and then there was also a website that, you know, you could go to and really just see everything that was happening.
Awesome.
We have some pretty robust lists of women-owned businesses too, like Black women-owned and Latinx woman-owned. And so that was also another way to really highlight, hey, there's a lot of women here that we could support on a daily basis. And, you know, let's celebrate that.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we'll link to those directories on the co-op yeah, website too, just so folks can like have another way to kind of remember them and access them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess in general, you know, you mentioned the local community advocacy that y'all were doing for in terms of people who women and women identifying people who own businesses and are have initiatives and programs going. In general, what do you think? And just kind of get philosophical here for a minute, if you want to. How important is International Women's Day to you? I guess and to Austin Woman Magazine.
I mean, I think it's really important because it shines a light on not just the local. I mean, I think mm-hmm. one of those things where it's like think locally,
yeah,
act globally, or vice versa, and so. You know, it's a way to really think about ourselves. And again, you know, what I was mentioning earlier, that there's not just one type of woman, right? Like mm-hmm. we all have so many different types of experiences, and, you know, not even all women are all women identified. You know, it's like, how do you create a community that brings everybody together? But there's also very shared experiences and there's shared passions. And, you know, and I think that that's what International Women's Day does, is it shines a light on, you know, the struggles that are going on and the challenges that we all still face, mm-hmm. I think, you know, across the board. And then also, you know, how can we also support each other and use our privileges that we do have to support women who, you know, don't have it the way we do, or that, you know, need that extra zhuzh or need a little bit of a light shine or,
yeah.
you know, some wellness or, you know, whatever that is. And the women that are also doing the work to support other women in their communities or, you know, from their home towns. And you know, I think that that's where you see a lot of magic too, is the collective come together to really change the way things are and envision a new future.
Yeah. Oh, that's so powerful. And I think importantly, mm-hmm. you spoke to this earlier too, like doing that collective work, recognizing unity, coming together while at the same time respecting difference, you know, like mm-hmm. noting that all women don't have the same problems. All women are not, you know, privy to the same privilege and so forth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I'll just say it one more time. The Woman's Way Award Show, recognizing women in business in Austin, is happening outside at the Long Center on May 19th. Tickets are going on sale April 1st. So co-op listeners, those are on sale right now. This has been Park Ballantyne, who is the Director of Events and Brand Strategy at Austin Woman Magazine. And we will link to the website on our social and on our website afterwards. Park, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for your time. And we'll look forward to keeping up with you for launch parties and whatnot in the future.
Please. I look forward to it. Thanks.
You're welcome.